Genuine physical effects should result in diagnostic patterns, such as the simple, predictable, and short-lived hallucinations, auras, that precede a temporal lobe seizure. Persinger was routinely turned down for National Sciences and Engineering Research Council of Canada, NSERC, grants. He was reported to finance most of his research in this area himself, through his work as a clinical psychologist. That does not, in principle, discredit his work, but it raises a question. In a highly secular country like Canada, the fact that Persinger's research might discomfit the religious is not a likely reason for NSERC's lack of interest. It is fair to ask whether Persinger's Canadian colleagues based their negative decisions on concerns that the popular science media have chosen to ignore. Research into consciousness is in its infancy, so what actually conjures the sentient presence is anyone's guess. Robert Herks, Saturday Night. Neuroscientists who might offer a note of caution were rarely consulted for media articles. Temporal lobe activity has been recorded during RSMEs, along with much other brain activity, as we will see in Chapter 9. But, given that Persinger's specific claim is that such experiences can reliably be triggered by electromagnetic waves directed at the temporal lobes, his claim must be supported in detail. When Dawkins failed to experience anything that he self-identified as significant, Persinger simply classed him as scoring low on temporal lobe sensitivity. The difficulty with such an explanation is that Persinger himself developed the concept of temporal lobe sensitivity. It is not independently validated. But the biggest single problem is this. Persinger offers no imaging data to support his claims about what is happening in subjects' brains. Rather, he relies on inference from the subjective reports of his subjects. Therefore, it is not possible to determine for certain that his targeted brain locations are in fact triggering or failing to trigger the experience in the subject, or whether the magnetic stimulation is having its intended effect, or any effect at all. Given that neuroimaging techniques are now highly developed, it is interesting that so few of those who wrote about Persinger's work remarked on their absence. Dr. Persinger's work suggests that different shapes of field, and whether they're applied over the left or right temporal lobe, can make a difference to whether the subject experiences God or not. BBC's God on the Brain.